It's a syncopated folk song that sounds like heavily processed dirt. This is my narrative to speak softly of it. A legend to write this verse. The tale of tales wagged by rotten breath. Bearing dog friends, catchy way that'll fetch the unforgettable story. I'll have it sung with an arrow, the puppy and Gracie, the elderly to Sir Richard, the mighty guardian Wooby, may she live long and protect us all of babes we speak of Everly, the future magistrate Harris and bearer of the banner from one James Anderson, the juggling glass blowing chimpanzee that eats chunks of concrete, but not to be a goddamn dog forgotten, the majestic letter E in the skies that cry for how one is to reference the trailblazing canine agency. To the shield towering to powering looms the Grandpa Donald, who spent his entire life savings to voluntarily wrestle various boulders and traditions thought of olders, building structures from scratch with hands, bearing the claws of grisly paws of bears. And that's where the left foot printed and defined the unrefined and combined minds at mathematically languid and porcupine spined trail to ahead of Matthew the deadpan empath, cunning linguist, selfless narcissist, silverback of the nerds, a custodian of temple constructed in a faraway land, homage to the additional dead guys who we bothered, used a loving posse of grandfather's views. And I named Douglas the hardest man. Raymond stood as we all began. That's three grandfathers, a company trio, perfectly orchestrated to adorn us with the score she's created for an otherwise world scene forlorn, all made of wrinkles and time of the finest fabric, holding tradition and an ammunition, stitching the lens of focus without deflating from when a goddess sought poke us and drain a collected bloodline together. And for Catherine, the archetype bending concubine yet mending, surrender to love never ending without white flags, which I guess means this war is still pending. The matriarch of matriarchs, and plainly once with that flashy fella called Prince, was a flirtin' wicked feminine seizurer who seized to this keystone measured way of threatened yet treasured testament, a play test event pressed against unrest. This way's the best for an obsessed nest possessed by this guest to tell the rest no less than greatest story ever told, plain and heavenly mother to all who faltered. And once a chameleon accosted a costume did deliver telegrams, no dead messenger bound together by an overall excessive acumen for the binding principles of societal respect, for only the most critically declared laws of physics, thermodynamics, and overall struggles to think to start a myth. This stint to integrate with such of these laws of nature, mundane fun undone only by utterances is required per a pristinely rigorous in it. Pattern of sharpened chaos magic, a voodoo to all.